Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we have a treat for you on this wonderful Wednesday.
What's that?
We have a comedic legend, someone with over 25 years in the game, longer actually, but my math is off, so I'm not even gonna try. But I want to introduce you guys to a man that, pause, let me just go ahead and say pause before this, holds a special place in my heart because I grew up watching Mad TV. And yep. A movie I'm going to ask him about that he starred in. It's one of the first movies I remember watching with my friends. Let's go ahead and head on over to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Aries Spears. We have the Fort Lauderdale Improv this weekend. A lot of opportunities to catch them. You got two shows on the 28th, three shows on the 29th, which is rare. You got to be a legend to be able to pull off three shows on a Saturday night and two shows on a Sunday. So make sure you come check us out. Mr. Spears, thank you for joining us, sir.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Now, I want to start things off with a movie that is a cult classic and something that I remember watching. It's probably one of the earliest works that I remember seeing you in, and that was actually shot in
our
city.
It's called
The Pest. The Pest, baby. That one, listen, John Leguizamo, you, I don't know, I was maybe about 7 years old watching that movie. I probably should have been watching that movie at 7 years old, but it seemed like the perfect thing for me at the time, and it's something that I hold dearly, as well as your time on Mad TV. But as far as The Pest, what do you remember about making that movie in Miami? How much has Miami changed since then? I know you're frequently here. Do you have any memories from that time?
That was a good time. You know, that was me, John Leguizamo, and Freddie Rodriguez. And that was actually one of my first times in Miami. I think that had only been my second time in Miami. But now I frequent there at least once a year. And, you know, Miami's one of the hot spots.
Yeah, look, it's I see you if you're not at the club in Doral, you're at the club in Fort Lauderdale for sure. I know you've been doing comedy for quite some time, if my research was right. You've been doing this, what, since 1992?
About 36 years, brother.
36 years. That's, you know, to be able to do anything for that long obviously takes a lot of longevity. Do you think, other than the fact that I feel obviously audiences have gotten more sensitive, how has comedy changed since you started?
Well, you know, you just said it. I mean, because of the political climate. And, you know, everybody's more conscious of being politically correct and woke and, you know, all of that. But, you know, that's never been me. My comedic cocaine is uncut.
Absolutely. Listen, and if you go to a comedy show and it's one of those in which, you know, you're scared to sit up front because you don't want the comedian to say anything about you, that is an Aries Spears show. Listen, don't come up here with no garbage ass outfit in the front row or trying to be, you know, one of those people in the audience that thinks that they're louder than the comedian. Aries Spears is definitely one who's going to check you. But I know you go beyond comedy as well. I know you spent some time doing the Best Damn Sports Show, period.
Wow, it was, that's ancient. That ain't even around no more.
I know, man. But again, it was one of the staples of my watching at that time. I know you were on there with John Sally. But I want to ask you about Michael Irvin, because as you know, big Miami Hurricanes guy. And we
Always sweating,
always on the sideline doing something crazy. What was it like working with Michael Irvin?
Michael is one of the most genuine, coolest cats I've ever met in my life.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's so lovable and likable, and a lot of times most of the fun we had was the pre-production meeting, actually before the taping. That's when everybody would just let loose, him, John Crook, Charlie Rhodes, and it was just Tom Arnold, and it was a fantastic time. Mike's my guy.
Now, look, I want to talk about a story that you probably told a million times, but can you tell me about the Mike Tyson incident?
Oh, yeah, you know, there was this big buildup prior to my last couple weeks on the show when they finally had Mike Tyson, and I basically begged them to let me come on and close that show out because I'm such a huge Mike Tyson fan. So long story short, Mike came to the show. Mike Irvin kept egging me on to do an impression, which of course I didn't want to do because this was Mike Tyson and his I'll eat your kids years. But I went ahead and did it. And, you know, Mike really didn't laugh, and he kind of like gave me a look. So, you know, I always tell people I peed alone.
Yeah, I can imagine, man.
Aries, I always wonder this question because comedians, when you go in front of a stage, you don't get a whole bunch of takes. You know, that's a one-time thing. You ain't got to redo it. You don't get a chance. When you get into acting and they have several takes of the same thing, do you find that an easier transition than doing stand-up, which is live?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it still presents its own challenges, but like you just said, you get multiple takes. Plus, you're working off of people, whereas with stand-up, it's a solo sport. And right. Whatever happens in the moment happens in the moment.
Now, last year you went viral for your take on the D. Wade statue. A year has gone by. Have you had a chance to see it in person?
I wouldn't want to see it in person.
Okay. There's
it's scary enough on TV.
It's not one good thing you can say about it. Wait, after a year.
Aries, when they say it has angles, that pretty much confirms your theory, right?
Oh, no.
I mean, look, man, that face is crazy.
Look, the statue has a good personality, Aries. I promise. It has a good personality.
Well, the fact that he sit there and tried to act like he wasn't bothered by it was the greatest acting job I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, I've seen it, and it's not great. It's not great. I understand it's trying to capture a moment. But long story short, it's not great.
Yeah.
Now, I know where you stand in regards to the GOAT debate when it comes to the NBA. But if I had to give you a bench start cut situation between Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Magic Johnson, who would you bench, start, and cut of those three?
Oh, that's easy. Mike's starting. LeBron is being benched. Magic's being benched. LeBron's being cut.
Cut. So you don't buy into the era of greatness that LeBron James apparently has bestowed upon us with his longevity. You're not buying it. You think it's all inflated.
No. He's one of the greatest players to ever play the game. But as far as longevity, I mean, he's been in the league since his mother's first trimester. So what you think is going to happen? Yes. You're going to break the records.
Yeah. But isn't that something within itself?
And listen, I would have to see the I want to see the point guard, two guard combination between Michael and Magic.
Yeah. You know, that's that's something that the Dream Team, that was probably the only opportunity we had to see it. Do you have any picks this year in regards to NBA that you think clear cut, this team is better than every other team, they're taking it all this year?
You know what? I don't really have a dog in the fight, but if OKC stays strong and connected, I don't see why they wouldn't repeat.
They're so young, too, man. That's the crazy thing about them. They ain't got a whole bunch of veterans. They young.
Yeah, and they got picks, too. They definitely got a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Ari Spears, again, joining us. He will be at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. Two shows Friday, three shows on Saturday, and two shows on Sunday again. Make sure you join us. Make sure you go and see a true artist perfecting his craft on stage. And what I've noticed about
Do you have those times?
Yes, I do. Friday, we have those two shows that I just mentioned. That'll be at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. On Saturday, you got three opportunities, although one of them is sold out. First show sold out already. Saturdays are hot days, so make sure you get to those tickets. The 7 p.m. show sold out on Saturday the 29th, but 9:30 p.m. and 11:59 p.m. Trust me, I've been working at the Improv since it opened. Not a lot of comedians can pull off adding a third show on Saturday. Usually they got to take away a show. And he added another one on Sunday for you as well, 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Everyone has their pregame rituals. And if you're a fan of Ari Spears, he's not one of those guys who is hiding in the back or shows up 30 seconds before he's supposed to go on stage. Ari's likes to walk in, and tell me if I'm lying, walk in and
that's accurate.
Observe the area, sit in the back, sit on the side, look at the audience, kind of analyze. It's like he's watching game film before he goes on stage. Is that the purpose, or are you kind of just trying to relax and mellow your mood, kind of?
Nah, that pretty much nails it. You know, it's almost like, you know, you get ready to do a bank heist. You know, you got to go in before and look at the look at the blueprints and the lay of the land. You got to look at the schematics.
Wow.
You know how you gonna rob the joint.
It is the small things that separates the good from the great. And I want to thank you for taking the time, Ari Spears. Anything on the way out that you want to plug?
No, just come down to the show. Like you said, you gave out the times. We got the two added shows, the midnight show on Saturday and then the second show on Sunday. And, come on out, man. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be an absolute blast. Be sure you get those tickets. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. Catch Ari Spears live at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. You got two shows on the 28th, three shows on the 29th, and two shows on the 30th. Head to improvftl.com/calendar to get your tickets today. Thank you, Mr. Spears.
You got it, brother.
That was Ari Spears joining us. We are going to take a quick commercial break. And you know what? We've done a lot of interviews. We've talked a lot of sports. Let's get into some silly sauce, shall we? When we come back, what the kids say on Tobin and Leroy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.